masses to me, and they don't want the masses to them. Or unless they suspect that I'm a CIA agent who could pull the masses some way away from the government. But if any fool who was a good government had their agents, then they'd know I was praising the government all through it. I mean, they didn't want to give me that beachhead. That's their fault. That's their loss. We sure pulled more people in there than they'd ever seen, so I heard. And I could have threatened them.
In talking to him, I don't think he had that much real commitment to socialism to think about that, you know, about bringing people to it. They just thought it was, you know, well, his reaction was just, it was, you know, foolish. You know, that we should have been smarter than that, too, which is true. But I don't think he ever saw it as bringing people together or...
We got problems, they don't see that.
And he's an extremely intelligent person, very intelligent. So that's what the show.
He's an extremely selfish people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. New ambassador to the US.
Huh?
Yes, very selfish.
Selfish.
No, he was asking who.
Ambassador now.
Yeah. It was in the newspaper too. That it has been announced that he'll be taking its post soon. So it's not just hearsay anymore.
Oh no, well, I know you're in the meeting position to get up to the actual fact. I wasn't questioning. I just wanted to time as the ambassador. I was the ambassador appointed. He was sure he was going to be ambassador when he told him.
No. At that time he was the permanent representative to the EEC in Brussels, and he was trying for the London post. And they switched a whole bunch around, and he had requested, and he felt sure he was going to get the London post, and he ended up in the U.S., so I don't know if that was a demotion, or if there was some reason for him to be put over there.
Well, it's the capitalistic as you described.
Oh, yeah.
It was probably starting to play ball with capitalists and get lost their back. This country is a problem. It's a fucking problem.
I asked him what his main interests were, and you know, instead
she's close enough. That's one of the nations. She's close enough to be in bed with the ambassador. I know you can get a picture.
Is this?
And so she knows how selfish she is and how utterly disgusting he was. She wasn't trying to impress me either. It was just a very factual description of his abominable You know, you're not supposed to sleep if you're getting in control. You wake up every time I stop talking. You're about to talk. You're
supposed to wait.
And that's how I hear an interview like I did. Slap my face till I got something in it.
No, I'm going to keep my eyes open. I have to get more contact.
You surely have more reason. More reason to slap your face than he.
I've heard many reasons.
You know, they all, they stand in the road. I do that all the time today.
Well, we have to do something like that. In the meantime, you should try to stay awake by standing up or something. Whatever the hell you can do. Because I won't be here to bother you many more nights.
No bother.
Other than that.
He said his main interests. He said his main interests were nice cars, nice clothes, and a nice woman.
This Sean Discipline made the ambassador worship. What the nice what? Nice cars one?
Nice clothes and a nice woman. That was the order too.
Sure, men are interested in women any more than women are interested in men.
I think a lot.
Nice cars, nice clothes, and nice women.
So what was Paula supposed to do at that point?
She was supposed to be the woman that he picked up and dropped and acted all English was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't mind saying it. He was that arrogant. Mm-hmm. He said it to her anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I was.
Because she was very honest to say he only used her for and didn't intend to do it for a long time, so she didn't get anything out of it. Like she counted on getting the source of information, and he just used her and told her so. But some people think that makes them more honest, but it don't. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of we analyze from the standpoint, we're Marxists. I think a lot of the things, the reason that part of the thing, I don't think people really take it seriously. I really don't.
Well, that's probably true, son, to some degree. Some of it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The strange thing in this conversation I had with Laura Borrell over the telephone was, I got through the conversation that he and Shaken knew one another.
They did.
Yeah.
Shaken said he never met the man.
No, Shaken said he didn't meet. That's what he told me.
He said he met him in a school or something. But
he was a kid
mean,
when he met the man.
A student.
Yeah, well, Shaken didn't know. No, you mean before the temple? No. I didn't have any personal knowledge. This man just a bullshitter. He said that Shaken, he only became aware of him when he went down after church.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But he said, where else have you known him, what, from childhood or something?
Well, no, he just gave me the impression that it was a lifelong friendship.
Oh, yeah. That's
the
bullshit that told me.
Uh-huh.
But Worrell talked with the knowledge of Marxism, and Worrell, in all objectivity, that's why I wanted to be objective, Worrell also talked about defending black people. It was something else, and somebody told us he'd done it very successfully.
He's been a radical group, didn't he?
Yeah.
Panthers?
Black Panthers. He defended the Black Panthers.
I was told he defended Angela. He was one of the committee that was defending Angela.
He was one of the committee to Prier, but he didn't defend her. But he has been involved in radical causes, whatever his bourgeois taste. But you see, don't get discouraged. People who capitalism dies slowly, quicker on a national, on the general scale, I'm against capitalism, but it's harder for it to die in you individually. And that's where in the hell we are.
Mm-hmm.
We have to come down, even if they're part capitalist, isn't this the best place to be? It's surely less capitalist than America, you see. But no place is heaven. And some of you probably have been disillusioned. But I don't think you can work out here in the fields of terrain every day and think it was all hell. Although it's a much better place to me than the asphalt jungle of America. Race hate. Don't forget, when you review your mind, that'll tell you people about the course. Review everything I told you besides the time, but review all I told you. You had something else to it tonight that you had to know. Told you something very bad that happened in the States. What was it?
Was it suicide?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's left? Suicide?
No, something like the government. Something about what's being done there.
Oh.
Do you remember all the stuff I told you?
Yeah.
That wasn't it, but that was the point I told you. But I said, don't mean much. I told you all the Ford had done. Voted down urban renewal, voted against school desegregation. He wouldn't even vote down any minority aid. He cut off HUD. He voted against any kind of national insurance. He was a SOB. But then don't forget the Minister Hung in Pasadena and the white racists breaking in Pasadena churches. Don't forget any of that.
18,000 blacks castrated.
Houston
mayor. Ku Klux Klan, Grand Dragon, says all niggers must have a license.
Mm-hmm.
And they joke about it on TV and radio.
Caused
all of our Houston people to move, so you know damn well that it's not some damn joke they're telling. They've given up homes, they give a bail bond business. One of the women had a bail bond business. Her husband wouldn't leave, and they had a fortune, they had a house, and she said, piss on you. She left him, said, you son of a bitch, you can stay there, and she broke up her business. Can't think of her name right on hand.
McCall?
Yeah, she lives in my community. So you don't have to be bad for people to just uproot themselves when they don't know much about socialism to get out of Houston. And Houston has less unemployment than any place in the country.
Yeah.
And that's how bad they are there. So you can imagine how bad it is and going to be in cities where there's a lot of unemployment.
Because
white people are still, there's more employment of white people and black people in Houston than any place in the nation. They went out of there because Ku Klux Klan was talking crazy and trying to take over the whole city.
Mm.
And Boston City Council, what they put on the city council building, every white man ought to own a nigger, and sent it out as a press release. And no, the Boston police will not defend the blacks, and so black Boston police had to volunteer to come in on off-duty, drive up or fly in them and protect them when they're in the riots.
Mm.
And things that look out, we'll point you a black picture. A white picture, tonight a dark picture of what things here, but the things there are far more ominous.
Mm-hmm.
You still have a jungle and you got ruins. But the contradiction does it about resolved, we have to tell it about. We
Did Burnham go to Cuba?
Yes.
You haven't been to America lately.
Yeah, I knew that.
That was 7 years.
Could have hadn't gone to America or something.
Not that I know of. He might have stopped in between, but not on official visit.
He could have gone to Mexico. I just didn't say why they should glorify Mexico City. The president of Mexico has been reasonably pro-Marxist, but the next one that's already appointed, because there's only one party in Mexico, the one that's appointed successor is a right wing. That's sad news.
Mexican president was here on an official visit, and I don't remember. It was a few minutes ago. Yeah.
The man succeeding is a right wing. He's already been appointed. He succeeded in the fall or the spring. So, I think we've got most of the major contradictions resolved. Do you have any questions? I don't know that. That's the major thing I wanted to ask. Anything else I should ask?
Lease.
Yes. Leasehold, definitely.
Oh, I think the police are looking for it.
I know when Burnham went to China, and after he got back from that big visit.
That's another cost. He went to China.
He was really impressed with the enthusiasm of the Chinese people. That, like, whenever he would compliment them, like they built by their hand, with their own hands, a hydroelectric plant. Whenever he complimented them on their hydroelectric plant, he says, "Comrade," he says, "you know, we did this, but we could have done better." And he uses that all the time in his speeches. He refers back to China now, and how they says we could have done better.
Ran several full-page articles in the paper.
He made it
them
better.
The Chinese, he said that the Chinese people, he couldn't reference him with the.
He said Guyana could have done better.
No, he's saying like whenever he saw the Chinese people and like they built a hydroelectric plant, he said that is really something. He says yes, but comrade, we could have done better. Burnham, he said that to Burnham, that they could have done better, and he refers it back in his speech to the Guyanese people. Get off your lazy asses and go to work. Look like the brothers did over in China. And he said it up there in Matthew's Ridge. He said, "You assholes, you're sitting up here drinking rum and stuff, and our country hadn't been developed." He said, "Get your ass up and join national service."
That's right where he came out with him, too. He pushes self-help very much. Get out and plow the field, plant the cassava, do something for yourself for a change.
Mm-hmm. He said, "If your wife."
Self-help is a capitalist.
Yeah.
You gotta get the state. Head of the family. Dictatorship of the proletariat is a protective role. It's got a channel that money in here. And they talk about self-help. You know, China didn't do that little goddamn self-help. The government channeled all of its money. Stay away from it. The government channeled all of its money to its people and did this shit. And they didn't have no fucker running around in a Rolls Royce. Mao don't ride a Rolls Royce. He's been a woman chaser. And I thought he abandoned his first wife. I didn't like that when he did it. Or the other state buyer. You had a little hyper sex, I can understand that. But he lived rather convenient. But he never was a luxury. Mine doesn't seem to be Burnham is. Marston doesn't think that house he lives in is too elegant in Georgetown, but compared to other houses, I think it's a pretty elegant house. Mm-hmm.
Well, with a tennis court in the back.
The Bel Air residence.
She just saw that. And it's not his only house there.
No. He has two main residences. Excuse me. It's two main residences, and the Bel Air, Bellevue one is even fancier than this one here.
I don't believe that shit. I've got just a corner in a damn temple. I don't believe that shit.
He has a brown XK or J or something like that. It's an English thing that he hot rods around when he's taken out his girlfriend's. This is what I've been told. I've never seen him.
I would ask him if Reed or whoever, if they got our letter.
That's very important.
Yeah.
And if not, we should go over that. We should talk about that meeting.
We don't have a copy of that goddamn letter. And we're all of a sudden putting that up.
Mm.
Do you want
it? Some of us.
I write this shit. Write it. It's too long. And I got no ego, that helps me. Some people are egotistic, they remember what they fulfill, you know, their own work, they remember forever. And somebody that was in a temple that written a poem, and they remember their reward up in the back of it, and had it all down. But if you don't have any ego, you're not going to remember all that shit.
I did like that. I think I should have kept a copy. So for rep, no, I didn't. Because I was in such a rush to get it there, I didn't take time.
Yeah, well, it was dangerous to keep copies of that, and I could see why you would have messed up. However, we should have had, because we were trying to bring up a certain number of issues.
Well, if he'd asked me any questions at all, I would have gone on my, you know, not remembering what was in the letter anyway.
I think poured $1 million in this place down.
Yes, I would say. Guyana dollars anyway.
Oh, we poured more than $1 million Guyana. I know we poured $500,000 American. So that's more than $1 million in Guyana. I know we poured more than $500,000. Some time ago we crossed the $500,000 mark. It was 10 months ago. I looked at it and I said, geez, I shaken told me what I could do with $500,000. That's why I made my reference. I shaken not to me and him because he did a lot of good things.
I remember that.
That was months ago. Yeah. We passed the $500,000 and shit. We sent lots of thousands of dollars since then.
I remember
you saying that you did. 850.
That's right.
You're right.
I remember that one.
Because
I hadn't left the state yet.
I don't know what the hell we got in here, but I bet it's close to me.
We were talking about points of guilt. That's one of them with me, because I should have really stood up and screamed when he threw that picture too, because I thought he was unqualified to do it. And not only that, you don't build a city for $850,000 nowhere in this whole damn world. You know?
We ought to quit listening to Chicken. He is a damn utopianist dude. Get into that thing up there in Willits, and get into that damn publishing house, which we never did.
I don't know what else.
And a whole bunch of shit we got into there. We got $500,000 in that goddamn complex. Thrown right in here. And we want to sell it for $200,000. That's all his bullshit. Anything I've invested in is always made his money. Now let these others, like JR and him, get us run down some damn rat hole, it always ends up bad.
That's a big point of guilt with me.
It's a big point of guilt with me, too. I shouldn't have let him get by with it. That was that mess of Myrtle's property. It's been nothing but a loss.
Did you guys ever get rid of that part, you know, that little complex thing up there?
We got rid of it, but then they said, Ms. Myrtle said she had to pay her mother back because we lost money and we got $8,000 debt. But Mr. Myrtle tripped herself up the other day. What he tells was quite the truth, so I wash my hands of that. She never gets back to some people. Some people are manipulators. She unloads all of her children she don't want in my temple, my community. I've got all the children she don't want, but she kept the ones that work.
Deanna?
Oh, yes, Deanna. Deanna hasn't changed much. I told you I'd tell you the good, I'll tell you the bad. Deanna's Deanna. She'll be Deanna till the day she fucking dies. Somebody slits her goddamn throat.
That won't be Mert.
She's not one of my favorites.
Mert
is a slave to her. I hate to see men be bossing over women and dominating, but I hate to see a man and let a woman emasculate him like she has done him. He has no self-identity at all. Whatever shit she snaps her finger, that's the way he goes. And to me, it looks sick. No coupling relationship should be that. There should be give, take, equal, based on principles. But then that goddamn shit, I never knew. So she gave me her, they gave me her son, who's troubled now. They gave me both their sons. And her daughter, she's having trouble with. And Lachey, who's troubled. Both her daughters. And kept only the little daughter, who she prefers.
And Sandy.
And Rizinko, who works for her, and another girl who works for her.
Well, I heard somewhere, I thought they were running a business for us in Oakland.
It's always a business so that we can't quite buy. I'm up there again. I let them go to shit with them. I don't even bother to call them to meet. Kids come, but I don't even call them. They don't come to my government meetings.
They aren't in the publications office?
That Clancy is one of the finest young men there was. He worked his ass off and she tried to tell us he was a traitor.
Yeah.
And brought out all he'd been a pink when he was a kid. So he was a pink. He did go to the FBI. But check that gesture, you. That's why he didn't believe he even changed, can he?
He was the FBI.
And I mean, he did it to get his friends in trouble. And Clancy is working his ass off with that publication. He's so transformed. And I don't mean this 1 month run. He's been doing it for a year and a half. She don't give him one damn bit of help. There is the biggest bullshitter walking run down the lane. Yeah, the bullshitter.
terrible bullshit. And Bert's got a lot of ability, but when she says, if she told Bert to jump off the Golden Gate, he'd jump off. If she told Bert to be a capitalist, he'd be a capitalist. She gets in this business, and I'm up to her game. I said, now, come on, man, Howdy. We want that to be put in the church. Well, his mother did not prepare to sell it to the church, but will sell it to us. So she said, you want us to go with your patients? I don't give a shit, patients. I got out of that deal. I'm glad to have kids. I wouldn't take care of her money. I said, you can rent your own. And she said, I can make it go. She said, you can make it go, so you take it and make it go. She always got her way of getting back at you. She comes all of her kids, they don't need to take care of them. That's fine. I like kids. She's a loser because I'm interested in people. I want to win people for socialism, and she's already lost them. The bigger boy's already turned away from her. He turned away from her because she just dumped him. They don't goddamn love outside the group, and a lot of our folk inside ain't got money. Deanna's a dangerous one. If Deanna doesn't commit treason someday, I'll be highly surprised. I expect her to be right in the company of honor. She's not there now. She comes to church. I don't know if she knows I don't want her in government because I don't invite her. I never have them called. If she missed a couple of meetings, I never invite her anymore. I'm much more comfortable with her not being in government. You people don't talk about that kind of stuff. Maybe just a momentary thing. I may misjudge her, but I told her square after her face. I said, Deanna, we'll always do what's best for Deanna. And I said something else to her, too. Where she said, that's right. He said something to her. My God, you're going to continue. Why don't you get honest and leave or something? Oh, wasn't something. She said, yeah, I'll do it. Anyway, anything I've said, I've said worse to her than I've said about her here. And that's true with anybody I've discussed. I looked at her and said, I'm used to your fucking games. I said, you bullshit me. I said, you play with me. I don't know your games. You think I don't know your games, but I know them. At that point, you start losing your interest. That may be a mistake that I make jokes for, because you don't tell people you know their games. Unless they're very trustworthy. Well, I've paid you quite a compliment tonight about telling you your games. I shouldn't have told you. And yet, in a way, I ought to, because I need to get her out. She's hearing too much, and knowing too much, seeing too much. And others might look to her example. Let her get out there. Let Sandy or Zinko work for her. Because in my opinion, Deanna looks after Deanna. I've been over to the house. They got a house. They got a business. And it's empty, and it's not making it. She wanted us to help her. She said, I'm going to have some financial help. I said, no, sir. No, sir. We got your kids. That's it. Get the goddamn business and make it yourself. Because she wanted to make a capitalist business go. I may be all wrong. That's my opinion. Some of you work with her in government. What do you think of it? What do you think of it?
You're right.
We got angels like the man Clancy, who she tried to control him. She tried to make him think he was in love with her. And he woke up the fact that he was homosexual like everybody else, and boy, she dropped his ass like a hot potato. And in fact, not only did she drop, that's in love so much. She made it doubly hard for him. Dumped shit on him, wouldn't tell him anything. Private information. Love like that. One of your companions here, you got to face that. One of your companions here, somebody got him some misinformation that you were no longer interested in. And immediately they got that bitchy attitude, goddamn. Oh, no. I thought they loved it so. I said, settle down. Nobody, your relationship's not broken. And you become angelic. Fuck the relationship. It wouldn't shift. And I'm not going to say which one it was. Maybe it's all in the relationship.
If it wasn't there.
Yeah, well, it's potentially there. To be very honest with you, it's potentially there. But this woman acted like a goddamn bitch for 2 years. I don't know who told her to lie. Somebody didn't do it on purpose, but they said something, but he don't want no relationship anymore. God damn, such bullshit as I saw. Carrying on. I never saw such a thing. I said, settle down. He still loves you.
Thank you.
That's how little there is to love. The moment somebody that you think that you're in love with, the moment you tell them that you don't love them, they'll kill you. They'll kill your fucking ass. They'll put a knife square in your back. That's why personal, selfish-centered sexual love is not love at all. It's security, like it. It's a crutch. Now, I hate to tell you that because it drives your motivation away. Unless you're principled. I'm sure if you're all of you had to be principled, you wouldn't be over here. You can't live on the dream forever. Mm-hmm. Most of you haven't seen your companion for what, a year and a half now? Mm-hmm. See, if Libby said, they might have more trouble with it, it wasn't yours.
That narrowed it down.
I'm really thinking of it.
Yeah, yeah. Because it sounds like it.
So both can rest.
Yeah. I even cut the dime.
I got dime. That much faith in you. You hit it. It was you. Yeah. And you just sleep. So you can. I wasn't worried about that. I'm not worried about him, but he gets paranoid. I just thought, I didn't feel I had to tell you, so he figured it out, so it's all over. She didn't love him again. Well, no matter. She acted like a regular little bitch for about 3 or 4 days. I could put a shoe in her ass. But she no different than a little woman. I've been through them all. They all do that way when they think they've been spurned, honey. They die for you until they think you don't want them. I don't quite want them as much as you want somebody else. Yeah. Or you even want them just half as much. Yeah. I mean, you love them, somebody half as much as you love them. And then, fuck the relationship. I wouldn't stay alive 2 more seconds for a relationship. There's nothing to it. It's selfish. Mm-hmm. That's what I told my mother. That's the only area my mother has to know, fully evolve. I don't trust you. I don't trust you in that terms of relationship. Not fully at that point. I can share you, but you're not fully comfortable about sharing me, but she's more comfortable all right with you. Mm-hmm. She had to do it. And she'll be all right. Tell him I die, she'll be perfect enough to follow. The best to follow. But that's what I'm talking about. In that one area, she gets not quite, because she gets too much involved with people who hurt her. This always hurt her. She's not me. She knows me. She's one of me. She's asked me to do things. It isn't that, you know, I'm doing something terrible, but she gets too emotionally involved with people who she thinks let her down. And you would too be in her bag, in her shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's as perfect as you can come to when it comes to leaving you and tireless and fighting for you. And giving of her body and giving of her energy and working night and day as she does. She gives more than anybody makes it. There's no doubt about it. But I want to cure her. Because if I die, I want her to be perfect. Unfortunately, if we both happen to be lay down our body, then we have to get somebody else. And I work hard. I've done a lot of good work I've achieved with my cart mount. I've achieved a lot of good things with my cart mount. My cart mount is away from his wife. My daughter, Sue, was not productive for Mike. Sue wanted to make Mike into a dependent. I don't mean a leader, just dependent. You sure that's how principled I am. Remember to Sue, my daughter. You give a shit. I said, Mike, you've got to get independent of this woman. Because you may have to leave this movement, and you can't have a woman running you around with a nose. You got to get free of it. And like to tore Suzanne up, because you don't take no shit from her no more. Suzanne used to throw a little pout and get away. Didn't get no more. The other day, she wasn't going to come into community. She didn't want to go. She's doing really well now. I said, you don't come into community. You don't stay in this church. You go and verify. It's her and Ava Brown. I said, you little goddamn Christian broke up.
That's right.
I said, you're going to move in this community. You're going to live together. You like you said, so you're going to live together. You've fought it enough together. Now you live together. You're going to have a room right here in this goddamn church and the rest of it. I ain't going to do it. I said, then you're not going to be my daughter. See, I don't expect no more out of you than I do myself.
That's right.
I said to her, that's a flat it. Mike's going to your car, and Mike went to your car. So I didn't make him go. He wanted to go. But she's going to get in some shit. She's going to get divorced. I said, go ahead, get divorced. he's the place. He don't give a shit now. He's like you. He's ready for death. He don't give a shit. She start that shit with him. He says, Father, I don't want to teach you. Down. She said that shit. You know, he's like to knock her. He got damn himself down the steps. He told me a couple months ago. But after you don't have to knock. You don't have to knock very long, because if you show yourself independent, they leave you alone. And she finally got off his goddamn back. She don't have no shit with him. You don't know no good. She used to use school with him. You see, my daughter, it's a fact. She's just going to move. She was living with it. I'm like, she's going to move. I felt guilty. I said, where in the hell have I paid her? Suzanne, you fucking moved. But you were there one time when I told her. I said, Suzanne, you line up out that door.
Yeah.
And I said, go. The guy said, just to Suzanne. I said to Stephen one night, he was showing his ass temper. And I said, Stephen, you're my son, but don't count on him. You're 16. You ought to break that kid up so you feel more secure about this.
You
kind of want to die.
You're going to finish now. Next time, wake up, set up, get your hands off.
You sure play with that, baby pop.
Set up.
You can't do what you're doing now, Stanley.
You don't believe it? Well, he'll believe tomorrow. He'll believe tomorrow.
Obviously, you don't believe it.
He'll believe tomorrow. Huh? Yeah, well, we will see if he believes it tomorrow. Anyway, I said, Stephen, I said, you're going to have to cool this goddamn temper of yours. And he's 16. I said, you're going to have to cool it. You and I are going to break. I forgot what the issue was. I said, because as much as I love you, and I love you with all my heart, I love all of you. I said, I love socialism more. And you're causing me to have to compromise socialism. You go out there and get a damn temperament. You got to get that temperament under control.